A reading from John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
This is a continuation of the conversation yesterday. One of your favorite words is declaration. This is a very important declaration that Jesus is making as part of the same conversation with Nicodemus. But what I would use is concision. This is an incredibly tight declaration of faith in the power of God to change everything. The change is from going in a direction towards trouble to eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What a promise.
Yeah, this passage declares the radical nature of God's love and what he did to pursue us. The giving of his only Son. We can run over this passage so much because it's one of the first ones we memorize in Sunday school, and it's out before people all the time. But the kind of depth in the ludicrousness of it, I was studying with a couple Thai theologians, a couple great theologians from Thailand, and we were doing some exegesis on this passage, and they ask a group of people, what strikes you about this passage? And, you know, Americans went to the theological obscure and everything else, and then finally someone said, well, what father gives up his son for the sake of others? It just doesn't make any sense. You see the radical love of the Heavenly Father, that he sacrifices his son for the sake of others, that they would not be condemned.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned. The condition of being condemned, a lot of people don't get this, that we, before this act of grace, the potential for grace, where we, the condemned, are not worthy even to ask for forgiveness and ask for relationship. But suddenly that's being offered to us, this incredible gift. And there it is. It's right in front of us. And Jesus is saying this. This has enormous power to change people if they will understand the condition where they actually are, rather than the one that they fantasize about.
And it's interesting. It's rather simple, and yet it's difficult. You're asked to receive a gift, and yet it's very difficult for people to think about God offering such a gift. They almost feel better working in themselves towards a solution to their sin problem.
Because they are very content with an expected future based on the premise of their life. Though it be condemned, they don't see it that way. It's very uncomfortable, the idea that this change will bring a new direction and uncertainty into the life, and therefore the uncertainty is so uncomfortable that they'd rather stay in the condemned state than enter into the grace state.